What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 doh? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Wednesday, man. Before we jump right into the show, what I got on in store for y'all, make sure we shout out the sponsor. Shout out to Aber Insurance, aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber Insurance. Also, if you're trying to take care of those Jews below the waist and making sure they nice and soft because they in that special place, go holler at the great people at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, purchase the Lawnmower 3.0, purchase the ball toner and the ball deodorant. And when you put it all in the cart, type in the promo code The Ball Hawk Show to get 20% off of your purchase and free shipping and handling. That's manscaped.com, promo code The Ball Hawk Show, because your balls will thank you. So today, man, on this vlog episode, we got to discuss, or we got to analyze, or we got to review the appearance of Kyrie Irving. He had an interview recently when he talked to the press. He's back. He may play today. He may not. But I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on, well, I'm going to share my thoughts of what I got for the interview, and then you can, in the comment section, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, you can just let me know, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you hear this podcast, you could just provide feedback on your feelings with Kyrie and his recent statements made. So I'll let you hear some snippets right here.
Happy to be back. Happy to be around these guys. Address the team, address everybody that need to be addressed. Now it's time to move on. It's, you know, pretty interesting in watching when you take a break from everything. There's just so many assumptions about what's going on. And so many people feel like they know me best. And they have no idea who I am, nor what I'm about, or what I stand for, or even attempt to take the time, or even for me to invite them to take the time. So it's a two-way street. And when things become overwhelming in life, you know, you just got to take a step back and realize what's important. And I love to play. It's never been questioned. I've committed myself, you know, when this wasn't even a thing for me. You know, I didn't really care about media. Didn't really care about the fandom. All I cared about was just the ethics of the game and being taught the fundamentals. And now that it's become bigger and it's more of a responsibility that I have in this position I'm in, I'm grateful because I'm able to stand on this platform with others alongside of me that have sacrificed and are going through similar things. So I'm not alone in this. You know, that's just a big thing about also mental health, you know, just coming in and being balanced with yourself first and then being able to perform. So, you know, with everything going on in the world politically, socially, like I said, it's hard to ignore. I want to make changes daily. You know, there are so many oppressed communities, so many things going on that are bigger than just a ball going in the rim. So for me, I just, like I said, it's just the balance of it, of knowing I can delegate my responsibilities off the court to people that I'm surrounded around that are for the fight and are fighting behind the scenes and in front in the lines. And, you know, like I said, I'm not the only one that's fighting, so I'm grateful to unify with others. And that's all I've tried to do. And on the court, the same way, just play with a smile, leave something that I've felt very dear to my heart with this game. And then, you know, whatever my legacy is after that as a person, that's all I really care about.
So those are the comments made by Kyrie Irving. yesterday, or was it the day before? Yeah, it was yesterday. So here's my thing, man. Welcome back, Kyrie. I'm glad that you are in the mindset in which you feel like you can come back and do your job. You can come back and entertain, and folks can bask in your talent, right? Now we can, everything's back to normal in a sense. When it comes to athletes, we as consumers, people who have opinions, people behind mics, just anybody who's not playing and just watching, we want to be entertained and we want to be selfish, right? So when a player isn't available and we understand the talent that they have, we start to question like, yo, why isn't so-and-so playing? He's obligated to play. He's a contract. Like, a lot of times we feel like we own that player, the person we're talking about. So if they're not there, we need information. And if we can't find the information, we're going to have an issue. And that's what happened with Kyrie. And that's where you see a lot of talking heads. That's where that issue lies with Kyrie. It's the fact that he didn't communicate to us why he's not playing. And the fact that you did not communicate with us, Kyrie, we have an issue, because how dare you don't show up and not tell us why you didn't show up? Because if you look, if you really take a step back, if it was really a huge issue that Kyrie wasn't on the court, the Brooklyn Nets and the players would be all the evidence you need as far as if it was a good or bad thing, if it was really a problem. Just looking at Brooklyn, just looking at the players, just looking at the coaches, in the past, right? Anytime we've seen like a Dennis Rodman just go off on the deep end, or any player go MIA, somebody's going to let the cat out the bag. Somebody's going to have a tantrum. Somebody's going to say something slick. But you notice, unless Brooklyn has a great damage control and the players are just outstanding teammates and the most mature group of players that I've witnessed in a long time, especially with social media and tweeting and Instagram, nobody came at Kyrie from that locker room and was like, dog, you letting us down. Nobody came at Kyrie and said, man, you being selfish. Everybody was supportive. Everybody gave him his time. So the people, his coworkers, afforded him that time to step away from the game. The people who pay him afforded him that time to step away from the game. But the peons who have no close relation to him and don't have any type, like, it just amazes me, man. I'm trying to find the right words to say, because I don't want Petty Hawk to come out and just start cussing and fussing and tell all y'all need to sip some damn shut the hell up juice, because you just sound fucking stupid. But you sound fucking stupid. You do. And I'm sorry. You out here bitching about a man not bouncing the damn basketball and shooting through a damn hoop. That's what everybody doing. You got people like Stephen A. Smith pissed off because he didn't disclose with him why he wasn't playing. He didn't announce why he didn't play. Like, sometimes people just need to shut the fuck up. For real. Who cares about your, fuck your feelings? Seriously. You really got an attitude with Kyrie because he didn't run it by you or didn't let you know why he wasn't playing? He let his employer know. He had conversations with his teammates and his employer. They didn't seem like they had a huge issue. But I'm sorry, Petty Hawk had to come out, because sometimes you just gotta say what you gotta say. Like, shut up. Just shut up. That's what this world's come to. That's what we do. We just bitch and try to control every damn narrative. Yo, Kyrie, you stepped away from the game, bro. Proud of you. You stepped away. Ball Hawk don't got an issue with it. Ball Hawk is not defending you. I'm not being an apologist. My world doesn't stop because Kyrie's not playing basketball. It don't. Well, all these players in the league, and y'all always say one monkey don't stop a show. Why you acting like Kyrie stopped the show? He stepped away. Then you got folks saying, well, I just can't step away from my job. If you work a job that don't allot you mental health days or sick days, if you can function while going through some adverse situations, kudos to you. You get a round of applause. But that don't make him weak. That don't make him a sucker just because he deals with conflict in a different way than you do. That's another thing folks got to stop doing. Well, I can't just take off of my job. Well, I got to still go to work. I still got to pay bills. You know, that's envy. He doesn't. Okay? He has money. He has the option to not go to work. If you had the option to not go to work and you were going through some things, even if you felt like you was being soft, you take that time. He took that time. Folks do that. Newsflash. Just because you can't do it don't mean the next person's soft because they can. That's another thing. Stop bringing that shit to me. Well, I can't do it. Fuck, I don't care if you can't do it. I really don't. He can. Because you really don't care that he can. You want him to feel like you. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I just can't be PC. And sometimes I'm going to just, it's my damn show. I'm going to curse, damn it. I don't care. You may not like it. Cool. Kyrie's a dude that contributes a lot. Donated $323,000 to Feeding America. Partnered with the City Harvest to ensure that 250,000 meals were distributed to New Yorkers. Partnered with Nike to donate 17 pallets of foods and masks to the Standing Rock Sox tribe. Committed $1.5 million to help pay WNBA players who opted out of the 2020 season. I'm going to say that one again. He committed over $1 million to help pay WNBA players who opted out of the 2020 season due to COVID. Paid off the tuition to nine HBCU students from Lincoln University. And then most recently purchased a house for the family of George Floyd, according to former NBA player Steven Jackson. Kyrie gets a lot of vitriol because of what he did to LeBron James. And that's fine. You could come at him for wanting to be traded because he wanted to. You know what? Because he listened to y'all fools call him a sidekick and said he was trash before LeBron got there. And the only reason why he was successful because LeBron got there. So any person that's competitive, any person that wants to shut somebody up, he said, well, you know what? Fuck it. Get me out of here. I'm a win on my own. Got to Boston. Shit was harder than what he thought. As a man, he came out to the public and said, I apologize to you, LeBron. This shit harder than what I thought. And motherfuckers ran his name through the dirt, called him a punk, a terrible teammate, blah, blah, blah. Got to Brooklyn, played and got hurt. People talk more shit about him. KD came. He was happy about KD. He talked about, you know, I could look at somebody and say, hey, that motherfucker could shoot, and people had an issue with that. So before the season, Kyrie said, fuck it. Fuck the media. Every time I say something, they always coming at me. So I'm going to write a letter. And motherfuckers had an issue with that. So then, what do he do? Well, fuck talking to y'all. I'm going to just step away. I'm going to talk to my employer. And y'all got an issue with that. God day, bro. I tell you, y'all, look, man. What he realized is that, fuck it, Kyrie. You can't win. Worry about you. Worry about making a difference. these people who complaining, they gonna complain. People behind the mic like me, we always gonna say what we wanna say. You do what you do. That's your life, Kyrie. You do. If y'all got an issue with Kyrie did because you can't do it at your 9-to-5, well, damn it, go get you an LLC and be your own damn boss so you can control the narrative. So you, if you have a terrible day, you could take a mental health day. You could shut your business down, or you could tell your workers, hey, I got to step away. Afford yourself the cachet to be able to make moves like that, boss moves. But stop lumping in your personal 9-to-5 life and that you can't do it. Take that envy out your heart and just look at him like, man, he blessed. He could step away from his game and not play for 2 weeks and still have millions in the bank and still give to others and still worry about others. I don't have an issue with it. And the only reason why I'm talking about this is because more folks was like, yo, can you do a vlog talking about the interview that Kyrie did and what you think? I didn't want to do a live show because I just can't stomach people coming in just bitching. Because I know that's what they're going to do. Come on, man. You got people out in this world. They can't afford it. Okay, they can't. You know what you can and can't do. He understood he could step away from the game. And he chose to do it. There's jobs out here that allow you to have 2 mental health days, 3 mental health days. You got a leave of absence. You might not get paid, but you got the option. Hey, I need to take a leave of absence. You understand what comes with that, right? Yes, I won't get paid. I got money in the bank. My wife or husband got a good job. All my bills paid for. I could do it. And if you know you could do it, you do it. Hey, man, how you just sitting at home? Why ain't that work? I ain't in the mood to go to work. Damn. So you could just sit home? Yes, I can. Man, you soft, man. I'm out here working. You don't see me taking my days off. Well, that's your damn fault. It's like, people, I'm sick. I'm still working. Okay, well, you work and be sick. I'm going to stay my ass home and drink this orange juice. I ain't going to work. I got no issue with Kyrie. I really don't. And I have no issue if you got an issue with Kyrie. Just don't bring that shit to me. Don't talk me to death about why you got an issue because you can't do what he did. That's a you problem. That ain't Kyrie problem. That's a you problem. That's a you problem, Jack. So, Kyrie's back, y'all. Y'all can see him dribble, dribble, dribble and do moves. Now, since you pissed off because he took 2 weeks off, you could assume that he's not going to mesh well with Harden and KD. You could wait and wait and wait and wait till the shit explodes. And if it don't explode, you could wait and wait and say, see, I told you they weren't going to win. And if they do win, you could wait and wait and wait and say, well, they all needed to team up and that's how they won. Regardless, you're going to get the last laugh as a consumer because you're going to create a narrative and build a fence in which helps you feel better. That's just how sports work. It comes with the territory. That's just what we do, right? We try to be Nostradamus, and when we're proven wrong, we create a new narrative that aids in the fall from being wrong. We do it all the time. Man, I'm telling you, man, that shit ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Blah, 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 blah. And then when it works, it's like, well, it only worked because this and blah, 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 blah. And then when that's getting proved wrong, well, shoot, they can't do it again. Watch. I bet you that. They got lucky. That's just what we do. You know, they say Kyrie wouldn't work with KD and Harden. I was like, well, KD and Harden played with Westbrook. But I'm saying, though, but that's Westbrook. That was when, before Harden became Harden. Joe Harris ain't going to get his shots now that Harden there with KD. Joe Harris scored 20 the other night. Well, they ain't going to last that long. You just praying for a downfall just so you can say, I told you so? You are like, the lottery is attached to you being right. Like, I could see if somebody going to get paid off a hot take. Like, if you placed a bet on your hot take and you're going to get a couple million. What do you get for, quote, air quotations, being right about somebody failing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here want to be right to see somebody, quote, fail. But anyway, man, Petty Hawk, that's enough of Petty Hawk. That's a damn shame I brought out. We brought out Petty Hawk, man. So, with that being said, man, that's all I got for y'all, man. Y'all know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We out.